It's week 11, and today we're going over all 10 games from the ESPN College Pick'em Contest. We're making picks. That's right. Let's not waste time.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, if you are new to the channel, hi, I'm Gary. Nice to meet you. At GaryWCE is where you can find me on all the different socials. I'm most active on X. Reach out to me. I will answer any questions that you have, etc. If you like the spreadsheets and whatnot, the stat sheets that you see today, you can get those. You can be a member at bettingcfb.com. Check that out. $5 a month, $50 for the year. A lot of bonus content that I put over there for the members. We have a pretty thriving community, and I love everybody that's over there. I certainly do. Of course, if you haven't already subscribed to the channel, like the video, and share it out with your friends. Tell your friends about it. All that good stuff. If you have not heard, I'm on the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and there is a link in the description. So, of course, make sure that you are subscribed over there as well. All right, let's not mess around. Let's get to the games here. The ESPN page, so we're 47 and 43 on the year, apparently in week two. It did not save my picks, so it is what it is. But we're 47 and 43 thus far, so better than 77.4% of the public, which is pretty good. Pretty good, not too shabby. But we're going to start off with this. Miami goes to Georgia Tech, and Miami an 11.5-point favorite here. And let's pull up what the sheet actually looks like. I've got Miami favored by 18.49 points, so 18.5 points. Miami minus 12.7 over the last 4 weeks. That is using stats just from the last 4 weeks. Georgia Tech, a bit of a stronger strength of schedule that they've played. You want to look at overall, Georgia Tech is 4-4 against the spread. Miami is 5-4. So 4-4-1 for Georgia Tech. But Georgia Tech 5-4 straight up. Miami, of course, undefeated. Let's dive into very quickly both sides. The Georgia Tech offense, they run the ball 52% of the time. They're not great at it, but part of that has been because they have had some guys injured, most notably Haynes King. If King is back this week, I'll probably take Georgia Tech in this, just a guess. But the number has come down. It was Miami minus 12.5. It's down to 11.5 now. I think Georgia Tech is going to be able to find ways to score on Miami. Obviously not much. On the other side, Miami throws the ball nearly 60% of the time, as you can see here, and Georgia Tech is not good at that. So betting against Miami here is not a great idea, per se, but we know how Brent Key does as a double-digit underdog. So, Georgia Tech much better as far as penalty yards per game. You're talking about a 30-yard per game difference between Georgia Tech and Miami. When I look at this, you know, number 39 to number 2 in five factors plus talent rank, there's not much that's telling me to bet Georgia Tech here. Although, again, we know what Brent Key's record is as an underdog. So it's not the smartest idea, but I'm going to take Georgia Tech here. I think that's the best option. Let's move to the next game, and we have got Florida going to Texas. And Texas, a 21.5-point favorite here at home. Florida, potentially without DJ Lagway. That's not good. Obviously, he's the backup quarterback, but he's the stud five-star freshman that had really shown some flashes in the past few weeks, certainly against Georgia last week. Looking at this, Texas 5-3 against the spread so far this season. They are 7-1 straight up. Florida, you know, things are not going as well as hoped. But there are certain things that Florida does really well. They're number 4 in special teams efficiency. Texas is number 108. But that's about the only thing that Florida has going for it, right? Yeah, they're number 57 in penalty yards per game. Miami is number 82. But you're talking about a difference of like 6 yards per game. So there's not a huge edge there when it comes to Florida being better than Texas at penalties, right? So turnover margin, negligible. The issue that you've got here is whether or not Florida's defense is going to be able to keep up with Texas's offense. And it certainly looks like that could be an issue. Florida's defense, number 86 in PPA per drive. Texas on offense, number 35 in predicted points added per drive. But their defense, Texas's defense, I don't know if Florida's going to be able to score. If they've got a third-string quarterback back there that, you know, the walk-on that transferred in from Yale, what is he going to be able to do against this Texas defense, which is number 5 in predicted points added allowed per pass, number 10 in predicted points added allowed per rush? I just don't see many opportunities for Florida to be able to score here. And you feel like this is a get-right kind of game for Texas. And that's, I think what we're moving to is we're going to take Texas minus the 21.5. I know it's a big number, but Sark, when he puts his foot on the pedal, he does not let up. He does not let up. Next on the docket, we move on down, and Indiana is hosting Michigan. Indiana minus 14.5. Favorites at home against Michigan, and that is just mind-blowing to me. It shouldn't be, because we've seen Indiana play, and especially when you look at the stats here, Indiana, I've got favored by 22.58. So here I've got to fix the spreadsheet that's supposed to say Indiana minus 12. Even still, I don't think that that's right. I feel like Indiana, just based on the last 4 weeks, should be significantly better, but the Michigan defense has played okay over the past few weeks. Michigan, significantly stronger current strength of schedule, number 21 for them, number 103 for Indiana. You start looking at, you know, special teams and whatnot, both of these teams really good at special teams. But Indiana just does everything well. Everything well. The only thing that you could look at is plays per game. They're not great on. They don't have a lot of third downs, but the reason that they don't have a lot of third down attempts per game is because they are insanely good on standard downs. They stay ahead of the chains. They're number 5 in standard down PPA, number 2 in standard down success rate. That's your 1st and 10, 2nd and 7, 3rd and 3 or 4. I mean, all that kind of stuff. They are really good in those positions, and even on passing downs. Even when they get behind the chains, they're number 3 in passing downs PPA, number 1 in passing down success rate. So even on 3rd and long, you're kind of screwed. Now, Michigan is supposed to get Will Johnson back this week. I don't know necessarily what that's going to mean. But how do you bet against Indiana now? You know, I mean, this is the most talented team that Indiana has faced, but they're at home, and I think they are going to be ramped up for this one. So let's move over to it, and we're going to take Indiana minus the 14.5, because I'm not getting in front of that train. We keep on rolling in our 4th game of the day, Maryland at Oregon. Oregon, a 25.5-point favorite. Let's move to the stats here, and I've got Oregon favored by 28.66. This number's actually come up a little bit because it was at 24.5. Based on the last 4 weeks, I would actually have Oregon minus 27.97, so minus 28. So 28.5, 28, whatever it is, it's still higher than this 25.5 here. But man, 83% of the public is on Oregon. Now, I don't really care, and I know some people have jumped in the comments on this talking about whether or not I should care about the public. I don't typically, but I don't like being on the public sides on stuff. It's just it's not going to affect my pick one way or another. It's just it lets me know that, oh, this is the way that everybody else is thinking, and that's typically not a good thing. Maryland is not awful. They're number 71 in PPA margin. Oregon is number 15. But this Oregon team has picked it up as of late. These are year-long stats, and Oregon is significantly better now than they were at the beginning of the season. Only beat Idaho by 10 or 14 or whatever it was. They only beat Boise State by 3, but then they got into conference play and they flipped a switch. Now, I am curious what this offense looks like without Tez Johnson. That is something that that we'll need to pay attention to, but they are really, really good. They could have issues running the ball here, potentially. You know, you see Maryland is number 11 in PPA allowed per rush. Oregon is number 20 in that metric. The issue is going to be throwing the ball. And even without Tez Johnson, you still got Evan Stewart. You still got other guys back there that are immensely talented. So when you're looking at number 13 in PPA per pass for Oregon's offense against number 107 for Maryland's defense, that is not good. Points per scoring opportunity, whenever somebody gets inside the Maryland 40, Maryland cannot stop them. They're number 92 in points per scoring opportunity. Oregon on offense is number 18. On the other side, Maryland might be able to score some points here, but it'd be a lot easier if they could actually run the football because that is the weakness of the Oregon defense. If Maryland's trying to throw it, it's going to be a long day. There's nobody left on Oregon's schedule for them to look ahead to, and so that is a problem. I think they're going to be fired up for this one at home. I will take the Ducks because how do you bet against these guys right now? All right, right quick, let me tell you. Tickets are expensive. Tickets to everything are expensive, and you need to check out TicketSmarter.com. There's promo codes you can use, WCE10 or WCE20. WCE10 is going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. They're an incredible third-party ticketing vendor. I've used them multiple times. I've had friends that have used them. They are incredible. Their customer support is incredible, and those promo codes you can use at any point. So you can buy tickets every single week, use the same code over and over and over, and you're going to save money every single time. If you're going to buy tickets to concerts, to big games, etc., why not save a little money while you do it? So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter, TicketSmarter.com, and the Ticket Smarter mobile app. Don't forget, of course, if you like these stat sheets that I've got, they're available on the membership site, of course, bettingcfb.com, $5 a month, $50 for the year. You can get all sorts of bonus content there as well. So I'm pumped about it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we move into our next game here, and our next game is going to be Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee, a 23.5-point favorite, and let's take a look at the stat sheet so that you can see exactly what we're looking at. And I've got Tennessee by 30.94, but based on the last 4 weeks, I've got Tennessee minus 21.6 here. Mississippi State has played the number 4 current strength of schedule, Tennessee the number 33, and when you really dive into this, it is interesting because Mississippi State's defense has been pretty terrible all year. The Tennessee offense, the numbers look good. They're number 67 in PPA per drive on offense, number 48 per play. They're number 31 in offensive success rate, but there's just... they run a lot of plays, and they don't score a lot of points, right? They're number 12 in offensive points per game on the season, but you're including, you know, 51 points against NC State when they were trying to find themselves. You're including, like, 67 points or whatever it was against Kent State. The first three games of the year heavily skew this. They've not been able to put up a ton of points. Mississippi State is terrible, but they have hung in with some pretty good football teams. pretty good football teams. There's not a number on here that would tell you that you need to bank on Mississippi State, but I like the Michael Van Buren kid, the quarterback. I think that, with this number as high as it is, I think State's going to be able to keep this thing relatively close. I think State's going to be able to score at least a little bit on this Tennessee defense, which is actually really good. Number 11 in defensive success rate, number 3 in predicted points added allowed per drive. If Kentucky could score on them last week, I feel like State's going to be able to put up some points, and I don't think Tennessee is going to get that kind of margin, especially the week before Georgia. So that is something to pay attention to. Let's go on and head back over to it. This will be easy. We are going to take Mississippi State plus the 23.5. All right, we'll move on down the line, and we're going to stay in the SEC. Alabama goes to Baton Rouge, and they are 2.5-point favorites over LSU here. Interesting for sure. Let's take a look at what the stats say on this. And I've got Bama by 4.5 based on full season stats. Now, based on the last 4 weeks, it would have Alabama favored by 7 on this, which is very interesting. Current strength of schedule, Bama number 11, LSU number 16. So both have played a pretty equal schedule thus far. Alabama better on defense. LSU cannot run the ball. So if Alabama, here's the issue. Bama number 23 in PPA per pass. They are number 11 in passing success rate allowed. But when they go up against somebody that can actually throw the football, there's guys running wide open. The secondary is dealing with some injuries. They've had guys banged up. They've got a lot of youth back there. So LSU, I think, is going to be able to throw it on them, but they're not going to be able to run it. And so that is certainly something to pay attention to. On the other side, LSU has problems with mobile quarterbacks. Alabama's number 21 in PPA per rush. LSU is number 64 in PPA allowed per rush on defense. The problem is Alabama number 119 in offensive line yards, number 125 in stuff rate allowed. LSU is actually pretty good against that, number 32 and number 36 there. But Bama, really good in standard downs PPA and standard down success rate. Better than LSU's defense, for sure. I've got Bama number 9 in five factors plus talent. I've got LSU number 14 in that spot. You look at this and, you know, Bama has covered more games. They're 4-4 against the spread. LSU is 3-5. I don't know. Like, LSU can't defend the pass, so that's certainly something. And if you let Jalen Milroe sit back there, he's going to find holes in the secondary, especially deep. I think, look, let's go back to it. We're going to take Bama minus 2.5. The only two Alabama coaches since the 1950s that have not won their first trip to Baton Rouge were J.B. Ears Whitworth and Mike Shula. So, no pressure, Kalen DeBoer. I'm just telling you, this is kind of expected. You should probably win this game. We carry on, and we're going to the ACC, I guess you could say. But we're going to South Bend. Notre Dame, a 26.5-point home favorite over Florida State. And boy, it is real, real difficult to bet on Florida State right now. Let's pull up the numbers. Got Notre Dame favored by 33.72. This number was 24.5. It's gone up to 26.5. Riley Leonard, the quarterback at Notre Dame, playing significantly better right now. Notre Dame, I've got, based on the last 4 weeks of stats, I've got them favored by 29 here. But they have played a significantly weaker strength of schedule, number 75 compared to Florida State's number 20. But even against the weaker teams, Florida State is just not very good. And what's crazy is Florida State's number 1 in special teams efficiency, and it's equated to nothing. Just absolutely nothing. They are number 23 in offensive explosiveness. They're number 15 in passing explosiveness, but part of that is because they, you know, it's about all they've got is just throw the ball up and let somebody go get it, and they don't hit them all that often. The crazy thing is that you don't have a quarterback, and you're throwing the ball 56.61% of the time. When you look at the numbers and really think about it, it doesn't make a ton of sense. But if you're throwing the ball here, you're not going to have a lot of success because Notre Dame is number 1 in the country in PPA allowed per pass. Like, that is just, they are mind-blowingly good in these situations. You're probably not going to be able to run it either because Florida State's offensive line is not good. They're number 105 in offensive line yards, number 87 in stuff rate allowed, number 132 in standard downs PPA. And then on defense, are you going to be able to stop the run? I don't think so. Notre Dame is number 8 in PPA per rush. Florida State, number 106. And you start diving into success rate and everything else. Florida State, number 132 in offensive success rate. Notre Dame is number 19. It don't look good. It don't look good. So, talent-wise, you know, you're talking about Florida State, number 13, Notre Dame, number 10. Talent-wise, this should be a little more equal. And we've seen Notre Dame have some games against teams like this where they aren't able to blow them out. 26.5 is a lot. We're gonna stick with the numbers. We're gonna stick with the numbers. Let's go to this page, and we'll take Notre Dame minus 26.5. Yikes, that's a lot of points, right? Right quick, let me tell you, gosleeves.com/WCE. That is where you need to visit because it will get you 15% off the best kinesiology technology on the market. It's these kinesiology compression sleeves. Go Sleeves is what they're called. gosleeves.com/WCE. You'll get 15% off there. I highly recommend them. They're for sore elbows, sore knees, stuff like that. They've got compression shirts. They've got socks, all that kind of stuff that helps you feel better if you are 41 years old and have a 6-year-old that likes to wrestle all the time. My body is not built for taking elbows to the face consistently, right? That's not what I'm built to do. And yet, it's what I do on a regular basis because that's what the kid wants to do. He thinks he's Cody Rhodes or Roman Reigns or whatever it is. So check it out for yourself. Do yourself the favor. Do the research. GhostSleeves.com/WCE. Highly, highly recommend it. Of course, don't forget the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Highly recommend that you check those out. That's where our official plays are. And, of course, if you want to support the show, we've got a web store, winningcureseverything.com. Go check it out. Click on store up there. And we've got T-shirts and hats and all kinds of different stuff that you can support Winning Cures Everything, along with the people that endorse the show, such as Ghost Leaves or Ticket Smarter, etc. All right, let's get back to it. Let's see what we got here. And we move on down the line. And on Saturday night, we go to Happy Valley. Penn State, of course, still upset about losing that game last week. And I get it. You want to beat Ohio State, but it's not Ohio State this week. This week, they are 13.5-point favorites over the Washington Huskies, who got a big win over USC at home just last week. So let's take a look at the stats. And I've got Penn State by 16.39. Stats based on the last 4 weeks has actually got Penn State by 14.1 points. So both of these like Penn State in this spot. James Franklin is a covering machine as a favorite at home. He's really, really good in this spot. Washington, number 131 in special teams efficiency. Special teams may not win you ball games, but they will certainly lose ball games, especially if you don't have very good field position, which number 115 offensive average field position and number 94 defensive average field position for Washington. They're not very good as far as penalties per game. They're number 99 in penalty yards per game. Penn State is number 52. Again, it's kind of negligible. We're talking about 12 yards per game, but that is 12 hidden yards that, you know, you have to pay attention to. Washington throws the ball more than they run it. They throw the ball about 54.5% of the time. Penn State, number 26 in PPA allowed per pass, number 21 in passing success rate allowed. They're pretty good at getting after the quarterback, number 18 in havoc. Well, Washington is pretty good at defending all of that, number 29 in havoc rate allowed. They're number 19 in PPA per pass. Running the ball, I don't think that Washington is going to try and do that very much here because you're just going to run into a brick wall. That's just the way that it goes. So I think Penn State's going to get up off the mat. They still have everything to play for here. So when I look at this, it's under 14. I think Penn State's going to handle this pretty easily. Just a guess. So let's go over to it. Let's go Penn State minus 13.5. We got two more. Let's move it along. The Nevada Wolfpack going to Boise State, and Boise a 25.5 point home favorite here. Interesting spot for sure. Let's take a look at what we've got thus far. I've got Boise State by 28.06, and based on the last 4 weeks, I've got Boise State minus almost 33 points. Nevada has not been very good as of late. Now, granted, their quarterback was hurt for a little while, etc., but also talent-wise, they just don't match up. They're not very good on special teams, number 130. Boise is number 79 in that. Nevada is number 106 in talent composite at 247. Boise is number 77. Nevada is so bad against the run. Like, they don't defend it well. Number 124 in PPA per rush. Boise is number 2 on offense. So you're not going to see much of a bigger mismatch than what this one is. Boise number 1 in rushing explosiveness, and Nevada number 122. I mean, it's just, you want to bet on the Wolfpack because I do anyway, because I like what Jeff Choate has done thus far. They're 5-4 against the spread. They've been covering numbers, but they are 3-7 straight up. And when you look at five factors plus talent, which is basically a measure of efficiency plus talent, you got Boise number 18 and you got Nevada number 110. I mean, it's just this is a huge, huge mismatch. This number is not quite big enough to me. So let's make it easy. Let's take Boise minus the 25.5. I think they are just absolutely rolling all the way to the Mountain West Conference Championship game. And we'll see what happens. Carrying on, last game of the night, Utah State goes to Washington State. And Washington State favored by 20.5 here. Boy, I wish you could bet an over. That's what I'm wishing. So let's take a look at the stats. I've got Washington State favored by 23 over the last 4 weeks. I've actually got them favored by 17.5, somewhere around there. So nothing too crazy. My stats projected total is only 55. That's based on, like, plays per game, defense, etc., blah, 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 blah. And it doesn't quite work as well with G5 teams. So if Utah's offense or Utah State's offense on the season is not very good, which it's not, we'll say that. They're number 85 in offensive success rate, number 73 in PPA per drive. And this Washington State defense isn't very good either. I think the 68.5, I think it would go over that. But regardless, 20.5, it's under a key of 21. I'm looking at that last 4 weeks, and this feels like a game where Utah State is going to be able to score some points on Washington State. Let's look at this Washington State defense. Number 101 in PPA per rush. Teams don't really run it on them that much, mostly because Washington State gets up early and teams have to throw to be able to stay in the game. I think that this one's going to be a little bit back and forth-ish. I'm going to trust that last 4 weeks number. You know, again, this is the full season stats. You're looking at a Washington State team that's 7-1. 7-1 straight up. Now, Utah State is 2-6. And yeah, I've still got Blake Anderson there, but it's Nate Drelling that is the interim head coach here, because obviously he took over in the summer, and I didn't update my I didn't update my databases, but it is what it is. I update the numbers every week. Don't always update the coaching changes. So I think Utah State can stay within this number. We're going to make it easy. Let's do Utah State plus 20.5 here. And that takes us down to our tiebreaker. And our tiebreaker is, how many total points will be scored in Alabama versus LSU? So let's pull up our sheet. And I've got 60.13 total points in that one. So it would be over the 57.5. So let's just put in, 60 points there. And I think that we're good. All right. So let's give you our recap thus far. Or actually, I can do it. I'll just do it on the ESPN page. How's that? All right. We're taking Georgia Tech plus 11.5. We're taking Texas minus 21.5. We're taking Indiana minus 14.5. Oregon minus 25.5. Mississippi State plus 23.5. Alabama minus 2.5. Notre Dame minus 26.5. Penn State minus 13.5. Boise minus 25.5. And Utah State plus 20.5. And our tiebreaker again, 60 points in the Alabama-LSU game. Oh boy. Ooh, boy. All right. We got it done in less than 30 minutes. And that is going to wrap up our picks for week number 11 in college football for the ESPN Pick'em Contest. Again, subscribe if you haven't done that. Make sure and like the video. It's that little thumbs up button. Looks like this. That would help us out tremendously over here. And I say us, really what I mean is me, because this is a one-man operation. It's just me. I'm the only one doing this. BettingCFB.com. Be a member over there to get the stat sheets. And, of course, the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks to Ticket Smarter, thanks to Ghost Leaves, and thanks to you for paying attention. We appreciate you guys very, very much. With that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself, take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.